Lily's Podcast. I'm your host, Lily McFarlane, joined by Liliana Woodward. Today we are going to talk about Shenandoah National Park.
The podcast today is going to be about the adventures we had and how much everything was. The first day we started off by going up to the ranger station to learn about the history of Shenandoah National Park.
It took way longer than we thought, but we were happy. What we learned, how people were there for at least 9,000 years, that's crazy. The park was established in 1930 and people purchased some of the mountain land in the mid-1800s and purchased some of it and made it into property resorts.
Which, the property resorts are like 10 out of 10. I recommend those. Shortly after the rangers were done, it was already time for bed, so we lay down and went to bed, which the beds are so comfy.
This was where the fun started. We got up early to go ziplining. The view when you're on the tree landing is so amazing, I'm telling you.
I went first because Lily was too scared to go first. They brought me up and then put me in a harness, and I started going down the zipline. At first, I was low-key scared to go on it, but when I got on it, my adrenaline kicked in.
After that, I went on the baby bear zipline. I wasn't scared anymore to go on the big mama bear zipline. Guys, don't make fun of me for that. When we were done with the zipline, we got a sweet tooth. So we went to this bakery. We saw on Instagram called Sugar Mama Bakery.
Which, if I heard that name, I would think it was a good bakery, just in my opinion. But I told her that we should go to it, so we got in the car and headed over to the bakery.
Sugar Mama was around an hour away, but it didn't feel like it that long with me because we were literally jamming out to Kanye and talking about what we were going to do when we go back to college.
And college is not fun, so we had a lot to talk about.
Not at all.
If y'all know me, you know that I love Kanye. So it was nice to listen to him for like an hour.
Oh, we know.
When we were about half an hour away from the bakery, I got a call from my professor, and she asked me where we were, but we could not tell her because we were missing school just for this trip.
Not good. Our professor is low-key kind of scary, and we had a test that day, so it was kind of bad because we skipped it.
Yeah.
When we got into the bakery, I saw outside of the shop, and I was thinking that it wasn't going to be good because it was a local small bakery, so I didn't know about it.
I mean, same, but, like, it was kind of cute, but what we saw on Insta looked actually good, so I was hoping it was as good as it looked.
When we went inside of the bakery, I got 6 Snicker macaroons with cream cheese filling, which those were so good, and 6 birthday cake sugar cookies. They were so good, but, like, it's kind of expensive. $36 for those things, that's a lot.
I was looking, and I decided to get the Funfetti macaroons with vanilla buttercream. Who's heard of that before? Me, I haven't, so I don't know. But I also got 6 classic sugar cookies for $36. Just those two things for $36, which is a little expensive, but we got bangs, so we don't got to be worried at all.
After we got all of our cookies, we sat outside looking at the mountains from outside of the bakery.
Which, by the way, is really pretty. I started to drive us home because at that point it was getting late and we had to get up early in the morning.
The next morning we started to go head for river tubing. I was so excited.
I've done river tubing before, so it wasn't like that excited.
Oh, I was because I've never gone river tubing.
Yeah, I know you were excited. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's just stop. Move on.
Okay, it's fine. Whatever. We're good. So we went to this place, to the place the GPS told us to go, and it was not the right place.
Oh my god! It was so annoying. Like, girl, it's supposed to tell us the right place.
Yeah, for real.
But we looked up because there was a path leading to something, so we decided to look up to it.
I low-key forgot about this, so don't mind if my story is a little rusty. Well, I saw this huge sign that said check-in for river tubing, and I said, Lily, we're so dumb. It's literally right up there. How did we not see that?
What the heck? How did we not?
Yeah.
There was a parking lot where we were. Anyway, we saw people walking up from it, so we decided to park their car there.
We got up, and there was, like, actually 50 people.
Yeah, she's not lying.
It was crazy, but once we got all checked in, it wasn't overly packed. Because some people already went down with their group down to the river.
Enough about that boring stuff. We need to get to the more important stuff.
Yeah, we do.
When we finally got down to the river, our guide handed us our waterproof phone cases to put on our phones.
It was a smart idea because when I read the reviews on this place, I saw that you needed to be careful with your phone because lots of people keep dropping phones in the water with phone cases.
I literally almost dropped my phone. It was a lifesaver.
When we were tubing, I was taking videos of Lily because it was so fun. We were literally almost falling off.
That's how you know we were just laughing so much.
Yeah, like it was bad. And it is also always so funny when we do something that we are not good at, like actually.
Bro, I am good. What are you talking about?
Quit your lying.
Liliana!
Why are you screaming? What do you want?
How does a river flirt?
How?
By having a streamy smile.
Oh my god, Lily.
I just told you a joke and it didn't flow, I guess. That's a knee slapper.
Not flow. And I don't want to hear your dad joke, so quit your yapping and just shh.
Well, I do.
Okay, enough with the jokes. Let's just talk about our trip.
Okay, fine.
We went tubing for a little bit. Cut.
We went tubing for a little bit. It was fun. We got bored after a little bit, so we started to head back to the car, though. After tubing with Liliana, me and her got really hungry, so we started looking for places to eat.
I found a place called Big Meadows Lodge Diner. It looked pretty good on the reviews, so I started to drive there.
We got there, and it took a little bit for me to go get my seat. So when we did, we got service really quickly.
And when she says quickly, she means like sonic speed. Now that's a knee slapper.
When we finally chose what we wanted, we got a bread basket for the starter, then a Caesar salad, Virginia peanut soup, roasted turkey dinner, shrimp and grits, hot chocolate, herbal tea for both of us. Don't forget both of us.
Which, the shrimp and grits, don't recommend those. But whatever. Speaking of peanuts, why did the peanut try to run away from himself?
Why?
Because he was allergic.
Bruh, not funny.
I thought it was. Anyway, all the food we got was so good, but sadly, that was our last night.
I know. I was going to take us back at like 3 because we had to sneak back into college. Excuse me.
I think that's all for today's podcast.
Also, subscribe to hear more.
Okay, guys, you've heard it all from the life of the Lilies. Thanks for joining us on our journey. Love you guys. Bye.